Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday night, and the feeling's right.
Or wrong,
depending on what you're doing. You know, I mean, we're not here to judge.
Never.
You know, we're just here to have fun. It's weird talking on a Saturday night. I'm not used to this.
No.
I'm all tongue-tied and shit over here. I mean, I feel like it's Monday.
It's not.
But it's not. You don't need to adjust your radios or your phones or your computers. It is not Monday night. We did not enter a time warp. Angie and I are here to introduce the newest show on the Vibe Radio Network.
I am so excited for this show.
Me too. This is gonna be a lot of fun.
Two great females.
Amazing females. I mean, they're pretty.
They're pretty awesome. Even RJ is super excited for this.
I mean, he can't control himself. He's just running around, throwing things at the dog because he's so excited. He literally peed his pants earlier today because he's so excited about the show. I mean, that happened.
He actually peed his pants in anticipation.
Yeah,
I
changed his
days.
Diaper. Like, actually, the whole year he's been alive. He's been peeing his pants with excitement just for this one moment.
You're crazy.
So now he can stop. He can stop peeing his pants now. He's finally here. See, he's out there cheering in the background. So, without further ado, this is Spirited Talk with Carrie and Melissa. And, yeah, I think we should go ahead and put them on. What do you think? Should we put them on or should we leave them hanging? All right.
Come on.
Okay. Oh, hey.
Hey.
What is up?
Hello.
Welcome to your show.
Hi, guys. How's everyone?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I want to make sure I hype you guys up. I'll be your those hype men. You know, get everyone excited for the show to start, you know. Put your hands together. Woo! Get the air horn and shit.
All the whistles and hats.
Exactly. The bells and whistles and, you know, have the laugh track going and the applause meter happening. So how are you girls doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Yeah, doing good.
Angie just made us some teriyaki chicken.
Yum.
She's got she's bacon. I guess.
A little Betty Crocker over here.
Heck yeah.
So what time was dinner?
We missed it.
Oh, damn.
8:30, yeah. Well, I have to get you guys to come over one night. We'll do the show live from here.
From the freaking awesome studio.
Yes, do it live from the freaking awesome Paranormal Show Studios. Actually,
that'll
I changed
work.
The name of the show.
I know. Why are we even throwing that
yeah,
in there?
I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm so hyped for the show. My mind's all discombobulated.
Hey, that's my word.
That's my world.
That's my word. He can't use my word.
What, discombobulated?
Discombobulated.
Oh, shit. I'll try to think of another word to describe how I feel, but discombobulated is going to have to work for right now because I can't think of anything else.
I'll let you borrow it.
All right, thank you. I'll return it.
Okay.
Used a little bit.
In, yeah. I can't promise the condition it'll be in. Might be a little bit up.
Might be a little discombobulated.
Yeah, it'll discombobulated will be discombobulated.
But it's just it's a good word. I like saying it. Discombobulated.
It's fun word to say. What are some other fun words to say? Smock. Smock is a fun word to say.
What is smock?
Smock. Hey, you put a smock on to do art projects.
Smock.
Smock.
Oh.
A lot of people don't like the word moist for some reason.
Yeah, that's not a good
word. I don't know why. People freak out when they hear the word moist.
I know several people that do not like the word moist.
I wonder why that is.
It's just the word.
I know. Maybe it's just the sound your ears pick up on it, like the way the sound comes out of the person's mouth. The ears pick up on it, gives them chills. But they're like, oh my, don't say that word.
I think they have their mind in the gutter. Mhm.
That could be it. I mean, I makes me want to say it more.
Yeah.
In slow motion, too. More.
Good look for me.
So, what do you ladies have going on tonight?
Not a whole lot here with me. I've been doing laundry all day.
Yeah, me either. My son's home from college, but he's knocked out.
How's he liking it up there at Vaughn Tech?
He likes it. He's not into the partying and stuff, but he says it's kind of hard to keep up with the amount of work that he has. But he's been working really hard. I give him props for that.
It does take some getting used to.
Yeah, he's always been kind of quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Finding the balance between, you know, social life and working, and especially when you're on your own for the first time, is always hard.
Absolutely.
Sitting on pins and needles.
You are, or he is?
I would be if my kid was in college.
I'm used to it now. I'm okay with it now.
It's hard on both the kid and the parent.
Well, some of the videos I've seen. Well, go ahead.
I was thinking about Rihanna going to college in a couple of years. I know it's going to be tough.
It'll be tough at first, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be worrying. You'll be missing them. And you go past their room. They're not there. They're not there to annoy you. Yeah, you'll miss her.
And you wish they were there to annoy you.
Oh yeah.
And when they do come home, for fall break or spring break, you're like, God, go back to school.
No, he's been pretty much doing his own thing.
So I've been asked, what is this show about? And you know what? We have no idea. We're just playing it by ear.
Not yet. Yeah.
What happens? Yeah, we're just. You guys, tonight, you know, coming on here, going to talk to you guys so people know what you guys are about. And then, you know, when this is done, well, I'll cut you guys loose. You can do whatever you want. Talk about whatever you want to. You know, it's going to be your show.
What do you think about that?
The possibilities are endless.
Yes.
The trouble we could get into.
We should probably discuss how we know each other. And obviously, a lot of people who listen to this network realize that we are mostly paranormal shows. We do a lot of paranormal work, and we met at an event. Was that the cabin we met the first time?
We met at Henricus.
Yes.
For the first time, and then you guys, and then you and Dennis was telling us about the cabin, and we came out.
And you become part of the 360 family.
Yep, and you haven't been able to get rid of us since.
Exactly. Hey, we have no want to get rid of you guys. We love having you guys out there. We missed you last night at Melissa's memorial.
Yeah, we missed.
It was an interesting night
there.
Too. We missed Angie out there too.
Yeah, we have to drag Angie out for a girls' night one night.
Hey, she would love that. Please take her out. I'd love to watch RJ.
Oh, my God.
Yes. She needs that really bad, so I am down. I will watch RJ. If she wants to spend the night out there with you guys, I will watch him all night.
Come on.
Because she needs it.
I don't know if
she lets me go out enough.
Stay away from him all night, but, you know.
I think I would die.
That's true.
If I had to wiggle away from him all night.
You did. We used to work at the jail.
Yeah, but I was here soon the next morning.
All right, well, then maybe not all night, but, you know, part of the night. I will gladly watch the boy while you do that.
Speaking of the boy, ladies, good luck and congratulations on your new show. I'm going to go and put this little Tucker Nux to bed. So
thanks,
I may be listening from afar, but talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Night, RJ.
Good night, RJ.
He's waving at the phone. So cute. So, you met at Henricus, and you were there for paranormal investigation, right?
Yes.
Our first one.
So, how long have you? Oh well, shit. How long have you guys been? What made you decide to go to that particular investigation?
I had been looking for something like that for a while to go to, and I told my husband, you know, if I find something, I'm going, you know, get ready for it, because I am going. And then I think, was it Melissa?
Yeah.
Had tagged me in the event on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, found it, we're going. And it was all over from there.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun night.
Yeah, Henricus is always a good time. Always fun going out there. Did you guys get any activity out there?
We had a few things.
I loved the cat.
That's cool.
The cat, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the cat walking around. The
yeah.
The cat walking around the Indian village.
And so friendly. Would come right up to you.
Yeah, they're very friendly. What's your, like, favorite paranormal experience you've had?
Oh, well, I have to say I have two now.
Mm-hmm.
Pamplin Historical Park a couple weekends ago, I got pushed from behind and almost knocked off my feet.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then, yeah. At St. Albans, I had my hair pulled and my leg rubbed.
Wow, kinky. Jeez.
Right? Hey.
I haven't had anything like that.
At least they didn't whisper the word voice in your ear. That'd be, whoa, off the hook.
Pull your hair, moist.
Hey.
Yeah, baby.
If you're going to push, you know, if you're going to push in the right spot. Give me a back rub, you
know.
Right? Knock
Jeez.
Me off my feet.
I know, right? Good thing this is a Saturday night show. Put the kids to bed. It's getting a little racy in here.
Well, let me say,
under the collar here.
Carrie has always been saying she wants her scare, her moment where she gets, you know, scared shitless. And when she got pushed, she jumped to the other side of the room. She was like, "Somebody else, go stand over here." It was
too
funny.
I'm like, "Don't stand over there. I'm moving."
She got her moment. This got her scared shitless moment. Now, I wonder,
yeah.
Going off a little bit tangent, where's the term scared shitless come from? Does it mean you don't
That's
shit because you're so scared? Or you get constipated?
I guess that would sound about right.
Yeah,
then you have scared shit
backwards.
Out of you. So it's either you scared shitless or just shit comes out of you.
And you don't shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you're scared shitless. So if I get scared, I don't shit. Am I scared shitless?
Yeah. I would
See,
say
this
so.
This is deep thoughts. This is the kind of deep, meaningful conversations you can expect on Twisted Realm. On Spirited Talk.
Hey, what's up?
Wait
wow.
a minute.
We'll give a free plug to our friends at the Twisted Realm tonight. They're down at the Carolina Paracon. Go check them out if you're in the area.
They said thank you for the publicity.
Yes, we you know what? We are all about talking about our friends and giving them free publicity. Because, you know, and I'm sure they're talking about us down there. At the Carolina Paracon. So, Carrie, your experiences were being touched in all the right places in St. Albans.
Yep.
Pushed. Nice. And what
yes,
about you, Melissa?
Yes.
Well, I haven't had many experiences like that at any investigations that we've done, but I've had a couple things
mm-hmm.
that I've experienced on my own, and one of the weirdest ones was on a football field, and it was broad daylight, and I had a really big orb come within like 5 feet from me, and I was just looking at it, and my friends were around me, and I was so confused on what was going on, and then it just like shot away. And so the first thing that came to my head was, did y'all see that shooting star? And they were like, Melissa, it's the middle of the day. So I'm not exactly sure what I saw, but it was extremely weird. So I've never experienced anything like that before, but that would probably be the weirdest. The scariest, because I didn't know what was going on.
So you saw it
definitely.
I've had a few other things happen as well, like in my home and stuff. But being out in broad daylight, seeing that come to you, and then literally when it went away, like it shot off, like you see a shooting star fall from the sky. Like I know it sounds strange, but when it shot away. Like it had like a trail, like a tail almost on it, and it was just gone.
Wow.
And nobody else seen it.
No, no, and
I mean,
they thought I was crazy.
We deal with the crazy like all the time here, you know, in what we do in the paranormal field. So, you know, that's pretty awesome that you got to experience that.
Well, I've had another one when I was driving the bus. I was on 288, and this is when I used to drive out of Midlothian, my first year driving. So it was probably I had to leave much earlier in the morning to get there. So it was still dark outside, and I'm just driving down 288, and I see like it was a little ball of light, and I kept seeing it, and it was like coming closer and closer, and I was looking in the, you know, we have the really big rear view mirror, and I was like, is it a headlight? Is it anything? There was nothing around me, and I was starting to get really scared and nervous because I didn't think paranormal. I just thought, I don't know what is going on. And as it came closer and closer, it was just gone. So I just went on with my drive, but it's something that always, you know, sticks in the back of my mind, like, what in the world was that?
That's very interesting. It's really cool that you got to experience that. I mean, it could just be a natural phenomenon, but we don't know. So it's not something that happens all the time.
Yeah, my eyes are really bad.
I mean, hope not if you're driving a bus.
You got your contact in?
Yes, sir.
I work
Let's hope your bus,
contact,
your employees don't hear this interview. Okay. My eyes are fine. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, I swear. Oh, man. So what's been your favorite place to investigate so far? Do what?
Oh, I said I can see you. I'm perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Favorite place.
So what's been your favorite favorite place?
You go first, Carrie. I got to think on this one.
I enjoy St. Albans quite a bit.
Me too.
I'd have to
set
that up there. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite places, too.
It's the creepy factor of it.
What about you, Ryan?
It's one of those places where my favorite place to investigate?
Yeah.
I mean, I want you to guess what my favorite place to investigate is.
The cabin.
And I'm not hurt you say the cabin. Don't worry. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm not going to, you know, give you an evil glare when you walk in. Oh.
Hey, I got an evil
growl here, not
St.
Albans.
At the cabin.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do what?
She got growled at
the cabin in the closet upstairs.
That's good. I mean, growls can be good, depending on the circumstance, you know? Shit.
Well, I was in a closet by myself, so I don't know if that's too good.
There we go. Shoot. Maybe you want to play 7 minutes in heaven with you.
Carrie stays away from that closet. It feels too weird.
The upstairs closet.
I was feeling
closet.
Brave that night. Went in there by myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
What happens?
The door too, no.
I mean, especially upstairs in that back room, the blacklight room, where all the fun stuff happened. Maybe the growl was a good growl.
Never heard it
up there. Mm-mm-mm.
You never know what you're going to get at the cabin.
That is true.
That is true. It's like a box of chocolates.
That's right.
Mama always said the cabin is like a box
of
chocolates.
Where have we been to? Because I'm trying to think of other places.
Oh, we've been to Magnolia Grange.
I know another good place. Hanover Tavern. That was pretty good.
That
I love Hanover
one.
Tavern. And that's our friends over at Transcend Paranormal. I'm just going to plug everyone tonight. they run Steve Dill. He runs Transcend. Of course, we have Crop Paranormal, Commonwealth Researchers of the Paranormal. That's our team.
That's right.
And
we're
Crop. We run the Cabin on 360, and we're going to be doing an event out at Pamplin Park, November 16th. $50. Get your tickets. You get a meal. There's going to be a food truck there. I mean, guys.
You can bet the game.
You need to like get off your butts and go get tickets. Seriously. Go.
424 acres.
Yes.
You get to hang out with us. You get to hang out with the stars of the freaking awesome show and Spirited Talk on the Vibe Radio Network. If that's not enough to get you to come out, I don't know what is.
That's right.
You want to get your sweetheart an early Christmas present, early birthday present. Say, hey, baby, we're going to go talk with Carrie and Melissa from Spirited Talk live. Be like, oh my God, this is the best present ever.
Come and chill with us, investigate with us.
Exactly.
Have a great
be
time.
Be someone's hero. Make your son proud of you. Come on, buy him a ticket to the event. make someone's dream come true.
My kids are like, no, Mom, you can go. We're good.
I've taken Chris and his girlfriend, Destiny.
Nice. Destiny, I like that name.
Yeah, that's his little girlfriend.
His little girlfriend.
Oh, I mean, it's going to change her life. Once you hear, because a lot of people go like, whatever, it's fine. I'll go to a ghost investigation. You know, have someone like a newbie in my groups at the cabin, and they're like, "Oh man, I'm just here to do whatever. I don't really care." But then they hear the an EVP for the first time, and they're like, "Holy shit, that's real!" Yeah, like it's real.
Yeah.
No, we just do this. We just hang out here in the cabin and have these investigations because it's all fake. You know, this is
right.
See if you guys will believe it or not. Yeah, this is not real at all. But
I was telling somebody about the cannon fire and the gunfire in the woods behind the cabin. They're are you serious? That, you know, they probably got some kind of speakers and radio system hooked up back there. I'm like, no. You just got to come experience for yourself.
We are not that financially well off to put fucking speakers and systems in the,
right.
I mean, come on now.
I'm just like, come on, guys, you know, I'm telling you, my word should be enough for you.
No, they got to come experience it themselves.
I've been telling all my high schoolers about it. You don't know until you experience it yourself. I could watch Ghost Adventures and I could be like, oh, this is all real in my head. But I never knew 100% it was real until I had my suspicions, but I never knew for sure that it was real until it happens to you. Then you know for sure.
Right.
Then you
until you
realize,
get scared
oh God,
shitless.
Yeah. I mean, I've never actually been scared on an investigation. I've been nervous.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's
I've actually
word.
Been
yeah.
like running. I've been scared shitless. Although maybe I have been, because I haven't actually shit on investigation yet.
Well, it's a good thing because y'all were lacking toilet paper last time.
Yeah, right.
We bought some new, we bought some TP. So, I mean,
us women were getting a little nervous.
No, I mean we bought a big old package of toilet paper. So if a person gets the gets the shit out of them, then we'll have a lot of toilet paper for them.
They bought in bulk.
But if they're scared shitless, we don't need it. So I'll give them X-Lax or some shit.
Get a hose and start holding people off.
Oh my god! Can you imagine if you got so scared you shit yourself? Like, okay.
Next potluck, I'm bringing toilet paper.
I officially retire. I mean, yeah, that is too late. Light. Toilet paper's not gonna help. Wow, this conversation has gone downhill. You know what?
We were just shitting.
This is what it's all about. Like last night, we were sitting in front of the cabin and. We were telling, like, well, I guess John Pagano was telling a story about shitting in the woods, and then Debbie Renna, who did the psychic fair, had come out to get some Oreos. God, what's wrong? Got some AC units from the cabin. So I invited her to stay, and you know she was talking about shooting in a cornfield. So
well, all right then.
You know, I know.
How did that come up?
I have
no idea. Turned to shit.
Yeah, it has literally turned into shit. Yes. Okay, what would you do? Let's say you were on investigation at the cabin, I was talking about this last night. Like, we're in Melissa's room. I'm like, what would you do if you like? Turned a flashlight in the window and you saw Melissa's face, like staring at you, through the window.
I would be very very stunned.
Yeah.
I would have to actually question it. Hey guys, y'all seeing this too? You know.
I think my heart would skip a beat.
Yes.
I mean,
and
I don't
toilet
know
paper.
If. Yeah, I think I might need to wear Depends on the next investigation that happened.
I would love for it to happen, but I think I'd be like really stunned.
I don't know if I want that to happen though. You know, I don't know. It's kind of no, I don't know if I want that to happen.
I want to see
just,
a soldier.
I'd rather see a spirit I don't know. Just like I would not want to see the ghost of my mom at my dad's, at my house, my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too real for me. I would not want to see a ghost of someone I know. Some people say it's comforting. I don't know.
I feel it's comforting.
I don't know if I'd find it comforting.
I think I've seen my dad a couple of times, my stepdad. And in the weirdest
really?
Way, like, people would be like, yeah, this you're probably going to think, what the hell? But literally,
mm-hmm.
I saw, all I saw was tube socks. Do you remember what those are, right? And my
yes.
dad wore tube socks all the time. Why I didn't see his whole body,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then one time I was sitting there and I saw, you know, one time the kids had a house full of kids and they left. It was on a Sunday. And I was making shake and bake chicken, and one of them was in the shower. I don't remember which one it was. And I asked for the other one to come turn the water on for me because my hands were covered with, you know, raw chicken. And
uh-huh.
I turned around to yell for him, and I saw a man walk by. And what I saw was like a farmer's tan on his arm. That's what caught my eye. And I freaked out and thought that one of the kids hadn't left. So I'm yelling like, who's still here? Who's still here? And they're like, Mom, no one's here. And I can't believe what I saw. So, but looking back, I just feel like it was my dad. And it was just a quick walk by as I turned around to yell for my kids. And I just think it was my dad that I saw. I hope so anyways, in my house, you know.
Mhm. Yeah, I something like that happening would mean like where it's kind of like, well, you're not sure if it's them or not. Like I think I've had spirits or my, you know, my loved ones, my mom, my grandparents, grandfathers, anyways, have come to visit me in my dreams. I think.
Oh yeah, get that.
Where it's just so real, you know, or you wake up, you're like, oh my god.
Yes, I've woke up crying from that before.
Oh, I have too. I felt woke up bawling because it's just the dream felt so real.
Yeah,
that
and then you wake up and
it's like, it's not, and like, oh my god. And you want to take it back to sleep, but you know you can't. You can't get to where it was. So you gotta try to close your eyes and go back to sleep, but it's just
right.
Yeah.
Got to fast forward to the part where you woke up.
Yeah, and it's kind
exactly.
of sad when you wake up and you realize that it was just a dream, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it?
Well,
I mean, it could be. It could not. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it was something like you're on a different plane or whatever, you know? Because it feels real.
They were coming into your dreams and your subconscious because that's when you're most relaxed to say, hey, I'm here. I'm watching over you. I'm cool.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one time it was my mom.
For them to
it was
communicate.
Like, yeah, exactly. And maybe they know. You're like, if I come to Ryan as a ghost, he's gonna freak out, and you know, he's not gonna, you know. But if I come to you in a dream, you know, you accept it more. And maybe, you know, this is before I was into ghost hunting or whatever too. So maybe I would. Be more accepting of it. I'd rather see a full body apparition when I'm with somebody than see one by myself.
Oh,
I want
sure.
to experience with somebody. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something you want. It's I like having a shared experience like that, you know.
Well, I'm still waiting.
I
want something to scare me so bad.
It's
I think I'll think twice about going back.
Right.
What scared you so bad?
She wants something to scare her so bad that she, you know, questions about going back or not.
Right.
Okay.
I want to be there with you
yeah,
when that
I mean,
happens, Carrie.
Right. Well, you are my boo buddy. So
I mean,
yeah.
I've never. Do what?
I said she is my boo buddy, so we don't do this alone.
Exactly. You need someone. You need a para partner, like Angie and I. She's my para partner.
Therapy.
She hasn't been able to come with us. Therapy. She's my yeah. Someone you can count on for sure.
Right. Someone you could shove in front of you and say, hey, you go first.
Yeah, push out the way.
No,
when you're trying to get away from whatever is chasing you.
You got to take someone you know can't run.
Exactly.
That one that's going to trip and fall in the hole, hint, hint.
That would be me.
He's someone who running, he can't run as fast as you, anyways.
If there's a hole, I'm gonna fall in it.
And she's got short legs, so I've got the advantage.
You better pick her and run with her.
That's right. You have my back. I'll piggyback. Give her a piggyback ride. So it's the Halloween season, finally.
My favorite season.
So what is your thought? What are your thoughts on this hot weather that we've been having?
Ugh. Oh, I think it's horrible.
Anything over 70 degrees, I'm miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hibernate in the summertime.
Yeah, Chris and Destiny went to go to get food today, and they opened the door, and they're like, oh, my God, it's cold. I was like, oh, my God, y'all are crazy.
I love
cold.
It.
It's that
it is,
cold,
man, yeah. It is so great. Did you guys make it out to the state fair?
No.
No.
I haven't been to the state fair in years.
Me either.
Angie loves the state fair. That's her.
I love.
That's her
food.
Thing. I've noticed that it's usually just the same things in every stand. Fried dough, fried shit, candy apples, cotton candy.
Fried Oreos.
Elephant ears. Ices. It's always the same, like chicken fingers, you know. And it's so good, but is it though? Is it really that good, or is it? Do you have your mind set on fair food that you make you that it makes you think, you convince yourself that the food is really good, because it's at the fair, but really it's really shitty.
Well, the funnel cakes are good.
The funnel cakes are good.
The fried Oreos, man.
Those are good. We made fried Oreos at the house a couple of months ago. That was really good.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. I love fried Oreos. What? We had a fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich at the fair on Thursday. That was really good.
Really?
Yes.
Just like a
it was
like
just fried, uncrustable. Fried peanut butter and jelly.
I've never tried that.
Like,
never even heard of it.
You take an uncrustable, put it in batter, throw it into the fryer, and eat it up. It's really good.
Wouldn't that be like double bread, though?
Or are you counting carbs?
I mean, if you go into the fair,
you don't
need to be counting carbs. So it's the fair. Just go out there and have fun.
Fair food doesn't count, you know? Don't count that.
Exactly. That's a fair. I mean, Angie likes to go on the spinny rides, the zipper and stuff like that, and she didn't have anybody go on them with her. So I'm like, I'll do it. Of course, I told her I was going to do it in August or maybe July. And I was like, maybe hoping she'd forget about it. But she did not forget about it.
She's a woman.
So, yeah, so I went on the first night. First, I went there on Sunday with her and, Mike's daughter, Kristen, and Kimmy, and RJ. We went on the Tilt-A-Whirl. First ride, and it was me, Kimmy, and Angie, and they decided to just make it spin, oh, my God. I thought I was going to throw up on the first ride. And she was like, "Are you gonna throw up?" "No, I'm good." oh my!
I'm keeping it down.
And then, yes. So after that, I was done. I couldn't. Kristen and her went on the zipper, and I couldn't even watch the ride without getting nauseous.
As I've gotten older, I've gotten more scared of roller coaster rides and stuff, especially like ones at the fair.
They don't scare me. I just don't fit in them anymore.
Well, that too.
The girls won't let
me
hook down.
Put them above the bar.
I don't think about, shit. I don't really think about the structural integrity of the rides at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should.
I do. I'm crazy with it, just as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, I used to work at King's Dominion when I was a kid, and I would have, ride everything after work, but as I've gotten older, when my kids go on rides, I can't even go with them to King's Dominion. That's how scared I get. Maybe it's just my anxiety, but I don't go with them because they ride all them crazy rides, and I'm just so scared something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, I'll need to ride this. You need to ride this. Oh, this one is awesome.
That was years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, Ryan, have y'all ever thought about having, a haunted forest out at the cabin? like for
you know
you
what
know, like,
we
what?
Have talked about that for this year. We're thinking about doing that. We're going to think about lighting up the forest with the glow sticks, obviously. Put a bunch of glow sticks out in the woods and then have people come out and walk the woods.
Yeah.
And then have like have us in the woods and scaring people.
Jump out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've been talking to my high
schoolers. How we're gonna do it. Well, I know, but if we're gonna make it part of the investigation, or you know, because I mean, the investigation on the 19th is supposed to start like at 7. So, we gotta figure that out. See how we can do it, or maybe just do it like a random. Doesn't have to be at Halloween. Just have people come out on one random weekend, and we could do a haunted trail.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. And, you know, I've been telling the high school kids, you know, y'all spend, you know, X amount of money going to, you know, a haunted forest or a haunted trail or whatever. And, you know, they love it. They love the scare factor. And I told them,
mm-hmm.
you know, October 19th, y'all can come out and investigate the woods and the cabin and have a real, you know, a real experience, not just somebody jumping out at you. And a lot of them are interested.
Yeah,
in
come
it.
Investigate real ghosts, you know?
Yeah,
right.
That's what I told them.
And a lot of them think it's just like it is on TV, you know, cabinet doors opening and shutting and somebody throwing flies at your head. That's not.
I mean, it would be nice if it did. I would be all about it if it happened while we were, you know, I'd love for a door to slam.
Please, sir,
oh, yeah.
Let that be. Yes.
Shit, the foot fly across the room.
That would be so cool.
So it is Halloween, and, you know, of course, it's candy season. Of course. What is your top three favorite candies to get on Halloween?
Peanut butter cups.
Reese cups.
Mm.
Yes.
Kit Kat. Snickers, Kit Kat, those are all good.
Yep.
Definitely no pretzels. Don't give me pretzels.
I take an Almond Joy.
Oh, yeah. That's
Ooh,
one of my faves.
Usually if my kids get
nice.
Those, and I would keep all of that. When I was checking their candy, I'm like, oh, that's mine. This
Luckily,
bad.
I
didn't
if you
have it.
Almond Joy from me, I would be like, thank you.
Me too.
Take them, Almond Joy. Almonds do not give me joy, so Almond Joy is not
oh.
a lie. It's all a lie. Almonds are not joyful.
Aw. I think they are.
They make me happy.
Me too.
Make me happy. What is your three worst candies? And I know pretzels, but, you know. That's not really
popcorn balls.
Candy.
Candy, okay.
I have not heard of popcorn balls.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know what they are, but I've never been given a popcorn ball.
Oh, my God.
They used to give me popcorn, like regular white popcorn, and like with no salt or anything, just plain popcorn in a plastic bag.
Ew,
and I'm like, what the hell? Why are you feeding me styrofoam? Basically, what?
And their
styrofoam.
Hands have touched it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Three worst ones.
Yeah.
Little fruit chews that are like Dollar Tree fruit chews.
Or those
oh.
dots. They're really
oh.
hard to chew.
Dots.
Yeah, it's
Andy.
A lot of filling.
Yeah.
Hates the dots.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
Man.
Mike and I.
You don't like those?
So,
oh, my God, they're gross.
Oh, they're so good.
What are groats?
Mike and I.
Man, I am on the fence. I'm on the fence with Mike and Ike's.
It might not be the Mike and Ike's I'm thinking of, but they're pink and black.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
And they taste like the licorice.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they're pretty
good. You know Good and Plenty?
That might be it.
Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty looks like little pills, like capsules.
Yes. That's
yeah,
what it
yeah.
is.
Those are white, pink and white.
Yep, that's them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gross.
So,
I just saw them and they taste like black licorice.
Yeah.
God, anything that tastes like licorice is gross.
Yes.
So Tanji Cassidy, who's actually might be sharing the Saturday night evening slots with you on the Vibe Network, wrote, "Perhaps you dislike almonds because someone slipped you some cyanide in a past life." I mean, it could be. I don't know what happened in a past life.
It would be cool to know that.
But the cyanide, would be. I'd like to have a past life reading done sometime.
Well, that would be awesome.
Regression. Yeah, it would be. So I'm guessing maybe it's cyanide tastes like almonds.
Well, I still want to know how they get almond milk.
Yeah.
You know,
I think from what I understand, they got these milking bags and they put almonds and stuff in the water in these milking bags. They let them sit for maybe a day or so, and then they squeeze the milking bags, and whatever comes out is almond milk.
Oh, ew.
I knew there was a reason I didn't drink that stuff.
I mean, don't hold me to it. I got that from watching Good Mythical Morning on YouTube, so.
Now I'm going to have to YouTube and Google.
And me too.
YouTube and Google it.
Without Google, we'd all be screwed.
I used to hate Tootsie Roll Pops. That was not my favorite. Or Tootsie Rolls in general.
Oh, I love Tootsie Rolls.
It was never my favorite. Oh. Now, could you do the Tootsie Roll for dance?
What is it?
Could you do the Tootsie Roll for dance?
Oh, God, yes.
Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll.
He's going back to the 90s.
I'm all right. Okay. Yeah, you're showing our age, man.
The 90s were great.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. You got the great dances.
Used to have
the whoop, there it is.
The big hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big
not
hair.
You're going back to the 80s.
A whole can of Aquanet in your hair.
Aquanet. Nice.
The big brush and blow dryer.
Yeah.
The
chomping
Bebop
on chewing gum. Chewing on some Bubblicious.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Remember His Only Jacket on.
Lord have mercy.
Nice. See, that's always that's my era. 80s and 90s.
That was the best music.
Nowadays, it was. Now it all sounds the same. I tried, Rihanna's playing her music in my car, and I'm like, oh my God, this sounds so depressing. The rap music is mostly just mumbling.
My kids don't listen to nothing. They put on their headphones and that's it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't listen to anything new. I listen to all my old music, and I just cannot stand to hear anything new. It just doesn't do it for me. My kids are like, "You got to listen to this, Mom." I'm like, "No, I can't." Can't do it.
I'll give it a try, and I'm like, no, I'm good.
I can't.
Yeah, I like my music from back in the day.
The hair music, hair metal.
Yeah, I mean that's good, real powerful stuff, you know. Heaven isn't too far away. You know, it's good shit. That's like I was last weekend. Exactly. Listening to that music from the Guilty Pleasure songs of the 80s, man. I was like, that takes you back.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it to come in. The station wouldn't come in for me that night.
You
it
what?
Wasn't for me either. The station, we couldn't get on. And I ended up calling in to listen to it.
We had this weirdest problem because like we had a Haunt in Richmond. And their show was before ours, and I couldn't get the show to start. I'd call in, and it was just silence. I called the number, and it was silence. And then eventually, when I was able to actually get on the show, or get to someone like a voicemail, I mean, I put the code in, and then nothing would happen. Then they said I had the wrong code. Finally, like 5 minutes after the show was supposed to start, I was able to get on there.
Well, when I was able to get on, I would hear it for like a couple seconds, and then it would just cut off.
Excuse me. Yeah, I just ended up getting a whole bunch of like, like we were listening
yeah.
to a spirit box. Amanda
I'm glad
said
that,
she's listening in. She said hi.
Hey, Amanda.
Oh, hey. Hope you guys are enjoying this riveting conversation we've talked about. So let's recap what we talked about today. We talked about shit. we talked about candy.
Pee-pee. Shit.
Talked about ghosts.
Talked
about the word
moist.
It's always fun. Constipation. Whether or not you need toilet paper if you're you know get straight out of you.
If you come to the cabin, bring your own roll.
Yeah, bring your own toilet paper. That should be part
yeah.
of the paranormal gear.
Instead of BYOB, you know. BYOP.
BYOP, yes. If you get shit in the toilet, that's fine. But out in the woods or you get scared shitless, you're on your own.
Bring
so
poo-poo bags, too.
We're almost done. We're about done. The show is almost over.
Really already?
About 2 minutes left. So, what do you think? This is pretty easy, wasn't it?
Pretty
yeah.
good first show. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy. Once you start talking, with each other and just go and start having these conversations like Angie and I do, it is so easy. And then once you get into a topic you want to talk about, you guys can have discussions and maybe, you know, people call in and talk with you guys about certain subjects.
That would be cool.
So, yeah,
thanks
for sticking
around with us.
No problem. I'm happy to do it. And I'm not sure when the next show is going to be. Maybe it'll be next weekend. You know, I'm not sure if I'll be around, but I'll be teaching one of you two how to start a show. So yeah, so you won't even need me anymore.
Oh no, always need
just
you.
Just gonna you know let you spread your wings and fly.
And I think we can do it.
You got this.
Yeah.
You got this by the ass.
Hope it doesn't shit.
Yes.
The pants.
Exactly. All right, girls. Well,
wow.
Thanks for coming on, and looking forward to hearing your next show. Figure out what your next show is going to be about.
All right.
Awesome. You guys have a good night.
You
good
too,
night,
Ryan.
Everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. So that was Spirited Talk with Carrie and Melissa. They'll be on from every Saturday night. I mean, not every Saturday night. Well, maybe we'll figure it out. But don't forget Monday night, I've got Virginia Paranormal Investigations coming on the show, Angie and I. Angie will be back. She's will be back with me Monday night hosting. So we're excited about that, having her back on. We got Virginia Paranormal Investigations coming on the show, or VAPI. So yeah, I'm super excited about that. And we've got an investigation to Cabin on 360 on October 19th. And that's to get money to buy flags for Evergreen. We'll be out there on November 9th placing flags. So for Veterans Day. So I think that's the Saturday. I think it's November 9th. So, all right, guys, have a good night. We'll see you Monday night on the Freaking Awesome Show. Bye.